Welcome, everyone, to day two of the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. I'm Todd, glad to be with you again today. Thanks for joining us. And today we take our prompting for prayer from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, especially verses 6 through 8. And there's two words I want you to hear in this set of verses that I think will lead us in some ways to pray that are very specific. Notice what the verses say, first of all. Paul here writes to these believers in Thessalonica, and he says, "You yourselves became imitators of us and of the Lord when, in spite of severe persecution, you welcomed the message with joy from the Holy Spirit." So just kind of make a mental note that they welcomed the message. And then he says in verse 7, "As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia, for the word of the Lord rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place that your faith in God has gone out." So here, this phrase, "your faith rang out, the word of the Lord rang out from you." So what I see in these verses is interesting, that they were not necessarily ponds. They didn't just collect. They were rivers. Something flowed in and something flowed out. They were conduits. Something came in, something went out. They welcomed the message with joy, and then that message rang out from them. And so I just want us to pray around this concept that, Lord, make us rivers, not ponds. Make us conduits, not collectors. In other words, yes, let's welcome the message. Let's be glad we receive it. Let's look forward to embracing the message. But then let's also look forward to releasing the message and to ringing it out. And so there is this sense that what's coming in is also going out. And this is really what prevents stagnation. It prevents a preoccupation with ourselves. If we're only collectors, if we're only gatherers, if we're just pawns, then things can grow stale and we can have eyes that only see ourselves and we become very inward focused. This set of verses really shows us Paul was thankful for not only the way they welcomed the message, but the way they allowed the message to ring out from them. So let's pray that God would make us rivers and keep us from just being ponds, that he would cause in us a great desire to be a conduit, not just a collector. So join me in prayer, would you? Gracious God, thank you for the wonderful message of the gospel. And even now as I pray and these other folks are praying with me and joining me, thank you for the day that you so graciously opened our eyes to the gospel and saved us by the gospel and gave us faith to believe in the gospel. So we thank you for the day that we welcomed the message. But Lord, that is not all that needs to happen. As we grow in the gospel, as the message changes us, we want that same message to ring out from us in all kinds of places. Lord, we pray today that you will make us more and more a conduit of your grace, a conduit of the gospel message. Make us more and more a flowing river where something's coming in and something's going out. And that something is your message, your word, the gospel. Lord, I pray we'd be great welcomers, and I pray we'd be great ringers. Teach us how to receive and how then to give, especially regarding the gospel message. May we have ears to hear and then mouths to speak. Lord, this we pray today, day two of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Lord, make us rivers, not ponds. Create in us a spirit of being a conduit, not just a collector, especially regarding your gospel message. Give us today people who are in our path and across our life with whom we can share, with whom we can extend this message and around whom we can ring out your love and your gospel. And cause us to be aware of these moments. Give us names of people to whom we maybe would send a text or an email or make a call, maybe drop by on a visit. Lord, increase our boldness to not only receive the gospel and welcome it, but to make sure it rings out from us. And this we pray in the beautiful name of Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen.